This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, let's go back to specifically the Cowboys and talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Thanks for still having me.
Yeah, so Mickey, you wrote a column leading into this game.
Yes.
Will the real Cowboys stand up? So my question for most of the day yesterday was going to be, did the real Cowboys stand up and we need to panic? But it feels like the fourth quarter, they're like, I also read Mickey's column, and I want to show them that for one quarter, we can go ham all over folks and make it look better. Because I realize it was a three-point game, Mick. In my mind, this was not a three-point game. You got smashed in the face and
for
lost.
For three quarters,
yes.
Right? So, and if those are the real Cowboys, we're in trouble. Or
agreed.
They're in trouble. Let's
agreed.
Put it best. We're not in trouble. And then you do that in the third quarter, and you're sitting there going, well, I thought I knew, and now, well, maybe I don't still. If you can do that in one quarter and score 19 straight points when you're down 28-6, well, why can I get two quarters of that?
It feels like not really, but
yeah. But it's not like the Ravens quit, right? They were playing, and in the back of their minds, they were going, well, we gave up 13 straight points to the Raiders in the last 7 minutes of the fourth quarter and got beat. So it wasn't like they were going to sit there and go, well, we got this in the bag. They were playing. Their yeah. starters were still out there. They were still blitzing. And they were within one step two different times of, you know, having to turn the ball over one more time to the Cowboys. And I guarantee you there was some body parts getting tight on the other side. And you can see it from the coaching staff, too. So, yeah, it's just, it doesn't make sense, right? But it's what we, you know, cautioned about going into the game.
Yeah.
You got to be able to stop the run. You can't give up 274 yards rushing. Do you realize in the history of this series, and Baltimore's won it six of the seven times, this is the fourth time they've given up 200 yards rushing to them?
Wow.
So since 2000.
Was it's one a pretty of them, frequent occurrence.
Was one of them the night that they closed down the old
yes.
stadium? All right.
Yes.
Yep.
That was 265.
Oh, gross.
Right? And the last time they played, it was 294 in 2020,
ugh.
And now 274? Seriously? And it's not the same players either doing it, right?
Yeah. Just same jerseys.
Well, same helmet.
Yeah.
And you've allowed that to happen for you. I mean, you knew what was going to happen, right? You knew it was going to be Derrick Henry. You knew it was going to be Lamar Jackson.
Yep.
And they could not stop it. They just couldn't stop it, continued to get blown off the line of scrimmage up front, continued to let that edge run because the defensive end's not holding down the fort. They tried playing three linebackers, but two of them were basically rookies, right? Everybody wanted to see Overshown out there.
I did.
You saw
him, I'll admit that.
Right?
Yeah.
And then they didn't play Damone Clark but 12 snaps, and they played Leofau. So you got Kendricks, Overshown, Leofau. And they could not stop the run. And one of the reasons why they were thinking, let's use some speedier, more mobile linebackers on the outside, and hopefully we can contain Lamar Jackson. and they couldn't. And then, basically, when all was said and done, with what, 2:41 left, it's 3rd and 6, and you're down 3, and you got an opportunity to get a stop and make them punt from their 25 or 30 yard line.
Yeah.
And they pulled the ball down. They had Kendricks blitz off the left side. He came within a step of hitting Jackson, and they throw the ball out in the flat to Flowers for a 9-yard catch, which only his 3rd catch of the game and the longest catch he had in the game. And Diggs was a step away from knocking the ball out. It was that close, right? And you would have had a chance to erase all the misdeeds that you did for 3.5 quarters, and it was that close. So can you get that again for a half? I don't want to get gritty and say 3 quarters, but more than a quarter.
But if you get that against the Giants, is that going, you got it again, or is it
At this point, the win would be a win,
okay.
Right?
All right.
Yeah, we're 1-2. So yeah.
You get to 2-2. You're still probably only one game behind Philadelphia if they go ahead and look what they struggled with. Although the Saints only score 12 points, right?
Yes. Yesterday, Mickey, was a sobering reality for who the Cowboys had played thus far to me in terms of New Orleans lost and their offense got shut down, and then Cleveland lost to the Giants. So, outside of just the Cowboys game, the peripherals on that didn't make me feel any better.
No, because I was sitting there and I wasn't keeping track of what Cleveland was doing or whatever. And I'm thinking when this game ended, I was going to say, boy, Cleveland can't feel very good about themselves, right? After
yeah.
the Cowboys get beat 28-6, and then it all changed and they lost again. So, yeah, this one's hard to figure. But again, when it came right down to it, they're a defensive end short, and they're a defensive tackle short. Now, they played Mozzie.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil' Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil' Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Mozzie played the most snaps he's played in a game. He ended up with 46 of the 63 snaps.
And
he actually had 3 tackles.
He did, but And I don't want to discount that, but it does still feel like he's getting pushed off the ball.
Well, they all got pushed off the ball.
That is very fair.
You know, all you got to do is go look at the, what was it, 2nd and 9 when Jackson kept it. They got the first down to put the final nail in the coffin. They double-teamed Micah, who lined up in a four-point stance and got pushed back 5 yards. They double-teamed Mozzie, and I don't know. And Donovan Wilson fell for the end around. Boy, he had a 5 yard loss if he would have given the ball.
I thought that was a great fake out. Right? I thought for sure we had stopped that.
Oh, absolutely. Leofau, I don't know where his eyes were because he had a guy in front of him and he didn't have the ball on either occasions. And then here he comes, and you knew that's what they were going to do. They're not going to put the ball in the air again. They're not going to hand it off. Jackson's going to just run it twice and run out the clock. And, they got pushed right off the line of scrimmage. So, you know, it's hard to say you're going to put a 240-pound linebacker in a four-point stance on the line of scrimmage. And it's not going to work.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
You know, Sam Williams, where are you? Not that he was going to make a huge difference. I mean, they ran for 274. In the last two games, they've given up 456 rushing. And what do you think the Giants are going to do?
I wouldn't pass the ball. I would just say, hey, we're going to run with Singletary as much as we can.
Yeah.
And occasionally, if Malik Nabers wants the ball, we'll figure out how to get him the ball.
I mean, think about it. They've given up 44 and 28 points. The quarterback in the 44-point game only completed 11 passes, and in the 28-point given up, Lamar Jackson completed 12 passes.
Gross.
Their quarterback rating combined in those two games was like 143, almost 144.
Wow.
158.3 is perfect. So they haven't made the quarterbacks have to do much, right?
When you run
like that.
Yeah, for a team that relies heavily built on their pass rush, if you can't get to that, then it presents a huge problem.
And the other thing, and I think Micah pointed it out on Thursday, he was talking about, well, they only had 3 dropbacks. And what he meant was, you know, like a 7-step drop to throw the ball. New Orleans only did it 3 times. The rest were short, you know, 3-step, balls out, roll out, balls out. And they didn't want to sit in the pocket, and nor should they, right?
They don't have to.
You know, and when you blow a coverage and you get one pass down to the 2-yard line and you blow a tackle and a guy goes 56 yards on a 5-yard out, you're just asking for trouble. So, yeah, I was the start of the fourth quarter, I was ready to start writing. Right?
Yes.
This is over.
Yes.
And I think my lead was going to be Arlington-speechless. You know, what can you say? And we've seen it before. And then it all changed. And it's like, well, now it's just kind of confounding of, well, where was all that for 3 quarters? You know, the protection improved. Dak's accuracy improved until they had problems with the 2-point conversion. And think about it. If you had just gotten one of those...
Yeah, you could have had a chance to tie toward the end.
And you would have had an extra point on the next one.
Yeah.
And you lost by 3.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's why, you know, it's really a head-scratcher. And, you know, the funny thing was, and I think when I was talking about the speechless part, Tom Brady, they asked him, you know, have you ever been in a game like this? And he goes, yes. He goes, we were getting embarrassed. We were getting beat. And so bad, he said it was the fourth quarter. I got to the sideline and I started yelling at guys, can we just score one touchdown? And he said, and we scored one touchdown. And I'm thinking, well, that applies to this. Can you just go score one touchdown and kind of save face? And they end up scoring 3.
I think that game that he was talking about was the Super Bowl against the Falcons, by the way.
Oh!
He said one touchdown. Yeah, they
scored the one, and then they scored more after that.
And
it reminded me of Meredith's quote about Walt Garrison. He said, yeah, if it's, you know, third and two and you need 2 yards, Walt will get two. If it's third and eight and you give it to Walt, he'll get two.
Mm-hmm. He's getting 2 yards, though.
Yeah.
I guess, and Mickey, I'm not... You might totally disagree with me on this. I guess today what I'm really hoping the Cowboys do is focus on the three quarters of getting punched in the face to try to address deficiencies, as opposed to, hey, in that last quarter, we made a really big push, so let's not feel too bad about this.
No,
loss.
I think you drive that home and say you ought to be pissed off at yourself.
Yeah.
Right. Like, if you do what you're supposed to do, you saw what happened. And look what you did, right? And yeah, it'd be hard to flush this one, but you don't have time, right?
It's true. Thursday night. Yeah.
It's not like you're going to go out there and practice hard and, you know, pull out the whip. And today's a walkthrough, basically. Tomorrow will be a light shells practice, and off you go to New Jersey on the next day. So yeah, I mean, you want them to dwell on it, but you better get going on the next one. Otherwise, this will bleed into another. And it's been a while since they've lost three straight. We have to go back to 2000 when it was it still 16 games, 6 and 10?
Yes.
Yeah.
What? You know in 2000 was 16 games?
I meant 2020.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, they just changed.
No, that was 5 and 11.
Okay. Thank you very much, good sir. We will regroup tomorrow because of the short week. Probably start to look ahead to the Giants.
Yes, absolutely.
There you go. Mickey Spagnola right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.